Welcome back to Vodacasa after a resounding, fantastic working out the Kinks project. First podcast. Don't you reckon we've figured out all the Kinks?
No, there's too many Kinks.
I think if anything, we've got more Kinks this time.
More Kinks than you.
More Kinks between us.
Too many Kinks to handle.
Achievements. No, come on. So today we're joined by Ben Fitzgerald.
Thank you.
And my very own Debbie McGee, Duncan Arnold.
Thank you very much.
I'll try to get Dave McGee, but I think she's still broken up about Paul Daniels having.
Oh mate, as you would be.
Oh mate, I was broken up.
We lost a star last year.
It was like checkers, but you could do magic.
Did he play pop?
He didn't play pop, no. But he played. Well, magic's really the loner's pop. So I've decided, as Ben's here and Duncan's here and I'm here, to call this episode the Bear, the Otter, and the Twink.
Which one's which?
Ah, well then. It's one of my many failed children's books.
You
haven't
written it.
No. What? I'm about
to write that. I heard David Walliams stole that off you.
I've also got Terry the Autistic Tiger.
Goes to tea.
Two of Swindon. And yeah. So Ben, what do you think of the new Hoos? Now, I will make listeners clear now, this isn't the same new Hoos as the last podcast, but a new Hoos. I'm becoming a bit of a nomad.
You are. It's funny. It's really nice. It's very Victorian, I'd say. High ceilings and all that jazz, you know.
This wood table is wonderful. Listen to that. It's brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, that is phenomenal.
That was banging on the table. Great for people listening on headphones.
Yeah, I know.
And then, you know, that shitty little stool on the corner, Henry bought that.
Aye.
That painting that's whipped, Henry bought that.
Aye.
Everything that's shite,
Henry bought.
He's got so many knickknacks, man.
No, he bought that fucking double bass, too. That's
a centrepiece in the corner.
Aye, it is. I've been trying to play it.
Oh, we
more difficult than it looks.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So, me and Duncan on the last podcast had nothing to plug.
Oh.
The only thing I've got to plug is the podcast this itself. And I can't plug me podcast
on
me podcast, because if you're hearing the plug, you've already discovered the podcast. And you're already like, I'm not sure about it. But in my defence, we're just working out the kinks.
That's the new ad campaign. Heard about it, not sure about it.
Lloyd Owens podcast. I like Kaza, I don't particularly like that Lloyd guy.
I'm just waiting for Kaza to come on.
Oh, me dad's made Dave, and that's Peter Beasley.
Does he?
It's Peter Beasley. So we're going to one up Athletical Mints and actually have Peter Beasley.
Well, no, that defeats the point of our play.
No. They just lied because they couldn't get him on.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
And we're going to call him a spooky cunt live over the phone.
So we're just going to bully Peter.
Yes, Peter, we love your footballing. I'm some boilers, man. Alright, so Ben, what you got to plug? How's the music?
Now the music's catty. I'll just plug. I don't want to plug me music.
That's your plug, is it?
Well, this is going to go this is going to go worldwide, Lloyd, and I don't want to be associated with these. with such things.
The first episode got, I would say, I'm hazarding a guess because I haven't checked since yesterday. It's 73 players. One from Colombia.
Holy fuck.
I know. So if you are...
That was just a complaint.
If you are listening, Miguel, please ring in and tell me how you discovered the podcast and what your favourite thing is about Gaza.
and how you enjoyed the casual races.
And I was speaking to my dad, who knows everything about Whitney Bay now, and it was both a pub and a church that's burned down. Church has burned down like 7 times.
Has it?
It's all these like hoodlums coming in. And, you know, because they've closed the you know, the centres for all these kids, and they're out on the streets just burning doing churches. Okay. That's just what happens.
Save it for your campaign, Roddy.
I want to make the streets safe again.
Aye.
Well, I kind of made this street safe, actually, because we've moved in and we're getting bullied.
Yeah, you're getting bullied by kids, I've heard.
Yeah, mate, honestly, they're horrible.
How are they bullying you?
I was wearing short shorts the other day.
Well, that's your own fault.
The same nice shorts.
Well, were they
That's
nice?
A compliment.
Yeah, that is a compliment.
Mate, the way they said it was certainly not a compliment.
It's like, nice short.
And they kept saying, asking Charlotte who she was married to out of the three. I don't think they could like wrap their heads around a single woman.
Yeah. Who are you married to?
Is that your husband then?
Who do you want to spend the rest of your life with? Quickly, answer us now.
It was like a really aggressive blind date. and then I think it must be a cultural thing. It's just everyone in their lives married or engaged.
Well, maybe it's like, well, because now we're in Fenham, it's very different to where you were, isn't it? So.
It was this year, but the
Olympics will be next year as well.
Oh, speaking of football, have you seen what the Newcastle fans have been doing? Because the Saudi takeover didn't go through, any company that's like in cahoots with the
you're in cahoots, man.
You're in cahoots with the Premier League, Coca-Cola. And they've just been putting reviews on Coca-Cola, Barclays, and stuff.
Well, like on TripAdvisor.
Yeah, shit like that. So they've all got, like, McDonald's got, like, one star, 52,000 people, just gone, let the takeover happen! Okay. Which I think is absolutely hilarious. That might make a difference.
Well, they're going to come out and say, well, we're all achieved with 300 million, but we'll check TripAdvisor just for the crack.
Don't know what we're doing, you're out looking.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Cause we play this.
Have you got, like, in this part, you have, like, music to go in between bits?
Like, well, Duncan did that post edit.
Right.
So what happened in the first podcast?
So anything that is inappropriate to say.
Yeah, so what we're talking about now is going to be...
Yeah.
Well, Ben, that is the risky take from coming on.
Whoa! Skit.
So what do you think of these social distancing gigs? Are you going to do one?
No. I'm not.
I'm at an eager book house.
What, a social distancing gig? Oh, you're too kind! You've sold 10 tickets!
It's James's Park, there's only 6 people turned up.
I'm not gonna do that, mate.
I'm not gonna lie, I look shit, like.
I'm gonna go and see. Well, oh, that's me plug. On behalf of Bill Bailey, I'm gonna go and see Bill Bailey on the 1st of September with me dad and my brother. Nice. Which is perfect for me dad and my brother, because they're really, like, antisocial and they don't like people being around that. So.
I did have this thought.
Good shout out to the damn brother.
Yo!
No, but these socially distant skills seem to, I don't know, it gives a platform to people with all sorts of disabilities, like, to access music in a different way.
Definitely.
Like, even if, I don't think gigs, especially the ones that are in Gosford Park the other day, it should be all of that for them for the foreseeable future.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, even if it's just a portion of a crowd, has those little sort of little platforms and pedestals.
I think that
a lot of people to access music and live music.
That is a fair point.
So the problem is, when I go to events, which reminds me that everyone's shit, I get sad. Yeah, like when I go to a pub.
You're more selective with where you go.
No, like, not events, just even like. So you go to some pubs and really nothing's changed. You know, the pretty lax.
They're the ones you love!
Yeah, they're the ones
I feel the same about being in that pub though, a bit.
But you feel a bit weird.
Yeah.
No,
when,
like,
when they're just like ferry it in, ferry all.
When you fill an order from the app, like I don't have a QR thing on my phone.
Oh, I don't know.
Because it's a Huawei.
Right.
So China are stealing all my data.
But you can't get on.
I've got nothing to hide.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna put it on a podcast.
China, if we get any Chinese listeners in, I'm promoting Huawei.
It's the market you want to tap into.
Yeah,
next segment, pegging.
I'm pretty sure pegging's not allowed in China.
Pegging is pegging's in China.
Like a brick street out.
Pegs on tour.
It's like the Charleston in the 1940s. Everyone's just pegging through China.
What a fucking weird analogy.
I can't do the old QR charging, so I have to just pretend.
Right,
so I go, I'm typing in, and they go, have you done it? And I go, I've done it, and then I'm allowed in.
Oh, see, I've never thought of that. I just got them, and I've got an handful in there. It's like, they've just been smacked in the face, like, oh, well, I can't let you in.
Are you not bad?
Well, I mean, they tried to, but it was more, well, God, that was fucking solid, you know
what I mean? Mate, we can't let you in, you fucking will.
Yeah, I think you will, mate. God, that twink's aggressive.
I would never expect it from such a twink.
Such floppy hair and such cross legs.
Supple hairless body.
Yeah, honestly, mate.
But he's fast.
Yeah, smother me in butter, I'll get anywhere.
Famous phrases of twinks.
Yeah.
What is an otter? It's like a small hairy bloke, isn't it?
It's lesser than a bear.
What, like a caste system?
Oh yeah. Just
bears on top of the food.
Everyone knows bears are on top.
Oh well.
Oh, I just snort water up my nose.
You've sneezed in your coffin.
Yeah, I'm a sickly twin.
just translate for me well to a podcast. When you're just coughing into the mic.
Well, we're playing a pandemic.
There's a virus to it. There's a virus to it.
Well, I fucking hope he's not got it.
You and me both.
Coming into my arse and they're loose.
Snoozing.
So, yeah. I want to give a shout out to the listeners.
Worldwide.
We lost 60% of our audience after 4.5 minutes, Duncan.
Did we?
But weirdly, I thought that was our strongest 4.5 minutes of the first ones.
I've done the same thing again.
What you've done?
I can't figure out how long we've been recording.
Oh, mate, I'm not doing that. I'm not.
Bars.
I'm not.
It's alright.
But can the listeners just persist? Because
yeah, I feel like we've passed the 4.5 minute mark.
Are you kidding? You've gone in the direction instead of like enticing or being like, well, listen to this in 20 minutes, you've just begged. So instead of just being like, you can do this,
there's no entertainment structure to try and like entice people. It's just pleasing them,
please,
asking them to do it.
Please let me make my time worthwhile.
I'll tell you who did turn off after less than 4.5 minutes. Me mum. Me mum hated it. She said she was ashamed. She liked you. She liked you, Duncan. She went, that Duncan's got a lovely voice. You were shit.
He's got a voice for you.
She went, you were shit interviewer, like. I don't know when I was interviewing you. So, Duncan, how are you?
Another feedback that I've had is just, we just skimmed through it and like people were jumping through like the whole hour episode.
Yeah.
And all the recurring theme seemed to be was you just nattering on about something random and me trying to revert it back into like
Gaza.
Gaza.
Geopolitics or something like that.
I'm not gonna lie, that is the part I skipped.
I don't natter on. I choose my words very deliberately. Flipping roasted in here.
It is.
Judah Reverb was sitting in a sauna. Because we had a spare room.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to make one room like a hot room, like so we'll get some like figs and we'll get some cough calls and we'll ruin the room.
Yeah, what a terrible idea.
Oh, but think of it, like me, Charlotte, like not Irene or Henry, but me and Charlotte just chilling in the sauna.
No. No, I can't imagine that, and I don't want to. But thanks, Lloyd. That's when that would come in. Whatever sound it is that separates the bits when you've exhausted everything.
It's more for like cutting out the things that we shouldn't be saying as opposed to like the end of a conversation.
Mate, don't worry about dead air.
I'm not worried.
Duncan will edit. If we run out of things to say and we're sitting for 10 minutes just going. Like, it's how we will bring it round.
I believe you.
We'll bring it round with a sponsor or something. Speaking of sponsors, unbelievably, after 72, an audience of 72, I've had an influx of letters, emails, even a couple of faxes. Soft Top was a fax. Doesn't trust computers.
Soft Top.
Any Sony investments? Bunch of soft.
No Sony investments. But please, always love them. So we've had the first one after us a really, really going at Howick. We've had Howick come back to us going, I don't know why you're slapping us off. It's a lovely time. And I replied with, prove it. You know.
Yeah. So as it was.
So they've came back with this just amazing jingle.
Alright, okay.
Who's introduced it?
Oh, right. So this is Visit Howick. Or as the pronunciation is, Duncan, go on.
Hoik.
Hoik.
This is the part of the podcast where like Google something. So Visit Howick!
Have you ever wondered what it's like to stand on the moon? Have you ever wondered what it's like to walk on water? Have you ever wondered what it's like to visit Johnson's of Elgin's Kashmir Visitor Centre? Well, you can do one of those three things in Howick. My town. My people. My Howick. I fucking love it, man. You should do, man. You should do. You and me, let's get together. We'll go to Tiverdale Leisure Centre, the Heritage Hub, Hermitage Castle, and most importantly, the Wilton Lodge Park. And you can be Howick too. You can be Howick too. Visit us, man. Visit us.
Now, you know what I've sold?
Yeah, we're going to go to Hoik.
Oh, we're going to Hoik. We'll get that Airbnb, which was shit.
It was very emotional.
Oh, mate.
It's over lockdown, though.
Is it not over lockdown? The borders are free as a bird. The borders, it's like Mardi Gras in the borders. Everyone's kissing in the street. They're just so happy to be in Hoik. Me and Duncan went to Hoik once in a mini rugby game, didn't we?
Sevens? Was it a sevens tournament?
No, it wasn't. We played Dunfermline and then we played Howick. Our captain, some kid must have ran, I would say, 60 yards just to punch him in the back of the head.
L.
Foster, yeah.
Oh, he's fucking lovely, man.
I guess not according to the punters of Howick.
Rules of rugby, I don't
know. That's not the rules of rugby, I'm telling them for free. So.
I wouldn't, I'm just a butter twink. I'm sorry, sir. I'm bad at twink.
But
don't sit on my lips.
All the twinks play rugby.
Honestly,
exhibit.
Mate, I was never a twink. I was never slim enough to be a twink. I had the mind of a twink. I'm a twink stuck in an artist's body. That's the real crisis.
Never mind those Caladians.
So we so I, and then the dads got on the pitch. And
I don't remember this.
But you didn't. But the dad's got on the pitch, and Mighty Struthers' dad, who was a boxer and the one of the scariest men I've ever met, was just laying out Scottish dads. My dad, Tim were involved, and then we couldn't stay after the match for pints because
you battered everyone.
Because we were 15, and there was a mass brawl on the pitch. Yeah. We fucking won though. We're defeated. I was in Scotland Friday. Doing a stonemasonry course.
How did that go?
It was good. There's lime mortar. Apparently you don't use sand cement on stone. They were just slagging off sand cement, really. They were just kind of, if you use sand cement, you're a fucking mug. That was pretty much the first half of the course. And then the second half of the course, I got a nice historic wall, and I could chip off the mortar, repair the stone, and then patch it in.
Wait, is this not a joke?
No, I was in Scotland.
Riveting.
This is what Lloyd does when he's not being podcast.
Please listen to me, podcast. I can't take another stonemasonry course.
If you had a stonemasonry podcast, you'd probably have more listeners.
It's pretty niche.
Yeah. It is,
Well,
there's an audience for it.
To be honest, I would say this podcast is pretty niche.
It's not even niche.
An organised podcast, which has a tenuous link to Casa.
We'll get you there.
Okay. Oh, we've got a bottle of now.
That's what I've used with my teeth. We do. I'm pretty happy to be a stepping stone on the way to Gaza, I suppose.
Well, yeah, mate. Well, that's
quite exciting.
Well, yeah. So many footballers and women and off licences were stepping stones
on the road to
Gaza.
Yeah, Raul Moat, he was certainly a stepping stone.
That was
weird,
that.
It was mad. It was a mad time.
I know someone who was on a... You know when we went to Rothbury for a school trip in geography?
Yeah.
And we were just essentially wading in water. I think because we just hiding out in Rothbury, the first day that there was a school trip nearby, the fact you had everyone was around, what was on the loose?
Fucking hell.
And he had that fried chicken, yeah.
That was weird. I remember just being like locked in my house, ordered to turn all the lights up. Me and my brother were just like peering out the window. There was a fucking... It was fucking exciting.
I was in Kenton for a while. I was on the school bus
or something going home, and like there's so many armed police vehicles like driving down Kenton Lane.
Yeah. It was Raj.
The most... biggest police presence I've seen, really.
Because I feel if I didn't have Gaz on, a lot of the questions would be about that, because I'm a bit too young to remember his
football. That's like the last thing you'll want.
Yeah, but I don't remember his football career.
Imagine if you get
him. Because I wasn't born.
Well, yeah. Let's do some research.
It's on you. Research for the podcast.
Wikipedia.
Preparation.
This is life research.
Life. So we went to school together, didn't we, Ben?
We did, Lloyd.
Yeah? We'll get on.
I really, really fucking hated you.
Ben did hate
you. I really hated him. Actually, you know what? I liked you a bit, and then I really hated you.
It was respect peppered with hate. That's what it was.
That's very kind of you to say. Yeah. No, I loved you.
I thought we were friends, but apparently it wasn't reciprocated.
But maybe Lloyd doesn't read people very well.
Yeah. I must have got the whole thing is just like being sarcastic. Just like,
mate, yeah. Oh, I used to throw pens at my friends, which I do regret.
That's alright.
I was a sucker for peer pressure.
Oh, mate,
it was that fucking David Rea.
Yeah. David! Do not blame Rhea. It was not Rhea. But I still fucking Mr. EA really. Like, I thought I didn't like you, man. Mr. EA fucking hated you.
Oh, Mr. EA. It was such a sharky little gay Frenchman as well. I remember when I stood up, the lads need to leave because we've got a rugby game. And then all the lads stood up and I stood up and he went, sit back down, like, you don't play rugby.
No.
I was a real kick in the teeth. It took like 20 minutes of convincing him I played rugby.
So we had someone
and then
who
he school,
but he actually didn't play rugby.
I was kind of
so
like,
just
a,
not
you're in the chess club, the debate team, the rugby team. He's never in class.
No, he was a dick, Mr. Anyway. I told you that he was trying to. Alright, bud.
Henry's came in. Henry, say hello to the listeners. The two listeners.
Hello, listeners. How are you doing this afternoon?
This one's going to take a lot of energy than this one.
Probably.
Yeah. I didn't realise. So where were we?
Yeah, so I was saying, you know, he... what's the word?
What, we're still talking about eating?
Yeah. Not... Maybe canoodle's not the right word. What's it called when you're fucking like...
Canoodle?
I got a canoodle, dude. No.
He put his cock on your shoulder.
Do not say a word.
Fucking walking on your podcast and walking on them banging upstairs.
Oh! Oh!
Oh!
Oh!
Oh!
Oh! That's
we're
staying in the podcast.
Keep it down up there.
I'm so fun this.
Fucking yeah, we're
I'll
on
tell
right
you
now.
What, I'm not gonna lie, I wish I was banging rather than this fucking podcast.
All I need to say is Veet and Arse.
Alright, I've put some Veet in my arse. Because it's a mess down there. No, it's not.
So I'm trying to be honest, but I wouldn't be a bear if it wasn't.
Well, you wouldn't be a bear, you wouldn't. That bear's got an arse like a baby's bottom. And this big white spoon. Your head.
Fucking grim.
It's from the ladies' day. Well, Mr. EDA, it was canoodling people.
Oh, no, right, yeah, so Mr. EDA, when the pen incident, because when you were throwing pens off my head, I was fucking turning around and launched a dictionary off you. So,
such a retaliation.
Well, was it all like,
it was like 11 pens. Or
you get your feet away from my knobs.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. They're tickling me balls.
I'm trying to pick you up. Maybe come on your shell a little bit.
No, sorry, you. So he had us back after school, and then I think I told you this a couple of years ago, but for the listeners, because you got Rose in, that girl Rose in. He really hated you as well.
She was a battle of laughter.
And they were like full on, they said, right, we now have enough to exclude Lloyd Holmes.
What?
And they sat down and they were like, if you... Fully exclude, apparently. So they said, if you report this, then we'll get Lloyd excluded.
But you were risking being a grass. You weren't a grass.
No, exactly. I said no.
And that's why he's on the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Swings and roundabouts.
I'm not.
You're going to be shot to fame by this podcast.
Go grass.
Because you just went to Mercedes. Mercedes, karma. It'll come.
Yeah. Well, I end up living with you here now. So.
Alright. Yeah, well. We did live together. When we shacked up, me and you.
Yeah.
It was good, yeah.
It was a spacious
in
shit.
In Ibiza.
Yeah. Check it. Yeah, man, for sure. So, I was going to ask you, because this is me, so have you listened to any, like, ASMR and stuff? Like, how do you relax? Like, how do you chill the fuck out?
I don't.
Just at all?
No, not really. I know Tiff, since going to Australia, has been trying to get over the last do meditation and stuff. He's become a white prick.
I haven't spoken to him in about like 10 years.
He's meditating. He's like doing all these weird diets. He's like does CrossFit. I'm just like.
It sounds like the opposite of a prick.
Sounds like a healthy lifestyle.
It sounds like he's having a great time.
He's in this hot weather. He's got a beard.
Yeah, he's just really nice and kind.
What an arsehole. No. No, but he's. But no, I, What do I do to relax? I sort of just... Right, I'll tell you what I do to relax, which sounds odd. I dance wherever I walk, if I'm on my own, even when I'm not drunk. I put Echo and the Bunny Men on in my headphones, and I'll just skip through the street. And that's probably when I'm most relaxed.
Right, okay. Is that when you're most at peace or relaxed? Do you know what I mean? Like,
probably at peace. Okay. I wouldn't say relaxed when I'm on, yeah. Because I'm out in public, I'm dancing in the street.
Yeah.
Like Mick Jagger.
For the listeners,
We all did Mick Jagger impressions.
Yeah. So for me, like I said, well, in terms of being at peace, I was saying like about a year ago. I still remember just being, you know, just walking around town, just geek stressed out, and I was like, you know what? I've never been in the cathedral, So I went in the cathedral. And I was sort of like walking around, and it was like really, really chill. And I went round the back to where the organ thing is, and I just saw two little legs just like sticking out and kicking. So I sort of like walked over and was like, oh, you all right, mate? It was just fucking homeless geezer just rifling throughout all the fucking like bags and coats and shit like that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was just like...
So you became relaxing and trying to find spirituality, being a crime stopper.
I was just like, oh, I don't know.
Get off them bags!
What makes it worse is because I took a point of authority to be like, yo, you can't do this shit. And before I said, he just grabbed me and be like, oh, I wouldn't bother, mate, there's no in there. And then walked away.
I was coming out of the gym yesterday, and there was this bloke just hovering like round the corner, and he gave us a nod, and everything just, you're right, and then I wired a couple more steps, and it was just some proper large lassie just squatting, doing, having a piss.
Oh.
So I met eyes with her, and then she went, for fuck's sake, Gary, why did you not tell us someone was coming? It's we locked eyes,
he knew what he was fucking doing. Like, it's bad enough when you catch a dog having a shit, but that's...
I can't help but look away. Not look away. Look directly at
the shit. It's enticing. It's looking.
The dog's like so like.
Like fucking look at me now, you piece of shit.
Yeah, you're gonna pick that up in me, you fucking piece of shit.
Look at this Tommy Curler. Oh,
Tommy Curler.
Aye. Fucking minging. Should I have another word from a sponsor?
Mate, I was honestly just about to say, let's have a word from a sponsor.
How many have you got?
We've got three.
Mint.
Alan Holmes, my dad is a villain's vampires.
Yeah.
And he was begging us to
do it. Oh, mate, you should.
Can I have
a soundbite off him?
I've got a jingle for his phone number, but I don't even know his phone number there because I feel they'll get a load of crank calls.
Change a couple of numbers. Just instead of a zero, just Alan.
Alan zero.
They'll crack my code. Alan 7756.
We've only got four more left.
493. There was no zeros from the first one.
Jones.
Is it a zero-less number? One of my dear friends, I bought my used car from the man.
Oh, yeah.
He came because I bought this lovely fucking Astra from him. It was only 27 year old.
Alright.
Right, and I'll tell you what, for 2 weeks it ran like a dream. Like, 2 weeks it ran like a dream. It broke after that, but honestly, that was the best 2 weeks of my life. I was just bombing around thinking I was a shit in this Astra. Oh. And every, all these, like, I couldn't see the back because of all the smoke, but all these ladies were like coughing, but then looking at us, I was the shit, you know?
The shit?
Yeah. So, this is Roger Softtop's used cars, or as he likes to call them, bastards cars.
Bastard cars.
Hello, it's me, Roger Softtop. And welcome to my used car emporium, or as I like to call it, my bastard car emporium. That's your shop tops, bastard cars. If you need any shop top, then I wouldn't look far. That's your shop tops, bastard cars. Just be sure that you don't mind spunk stains. We've got Flataris, we've got your Gaston Fartins. You want a nice car than that? Oh, we got you the McSharrons. And nothing says magic like a Lamborghini.
Honestly, if you need a bastard soft job, then you needn't look nowhere else. Cause no one gives you quality like me. Roger Soft Job.
I bought a used car from Roger Soft Job and the suspension was flaccid as a milk pond.
That's your shop jobs, bastard cars. If you need any shop job, then I wouldn't look far. That's your shop jobs, bastard cars. Just be sure that you don't mind spunk skins. And don't question where the cars come from. Shop jobs.
Yeah, you know I'm
gonna give you a bastard new car.
I mean, there's many things. Well, Roger sounds like he's got quite a good.
Well, I think the cars aren't the problem.
Yeah, it's Roger himself.
I think if Roger took a step back and just let his business run, and maybe just got a, you know, just a stand-up guy, and just sort of like I don't want to give me sponsors advice.
No,
but if Roger took a step back, just spent his money and stop really being like essentially noncy.
Yeah.
Or tricking people. And stuff. I think his business practices are poor.
I think you've lost the sponsor there, Lloyd.
He'll be back.
He'll be back.
When he sees the viewership of this one, he'll be fucking back.
One thing about Roger's soft up, he's got no backbone.
Lloyd, I'm going to have to let you go. Roger, you can fuck off.
Good point.
So speaking of me and Ben school, there was some real controversy one year where everyone got let home, didn't they? And there was cameras in the toilets. Someone had
left
cameras in the toilets.
Fucking
but
hell.
But the weird thing was, it was in the staff toilets.
Why is that the weird thing?
Because if you're going to bother getting a job at a school and you're already pervert, you would assume it would be in the. Because you could just put a camera in a Burger King.
Yeah. So the issue was he wasn't naughty enough.
No, it's not an issue for me.
Yeah, it sounds like it is.
Don't put him
in a teacher or people then.
It was a caretaker.
No, it was caretaker.
I don't want to mention these.
It's fucking Malcolm. No, sorry. What is this? It's like what we're defending nonsense now. Like,
I just don't want to mention his name.
Well, we haven't said his last name.
His second name is Malcolm. Malcolm.
Yeah. Malcolm Malkinson.
And then you know how he got caught? The round back of the footage. And it was his fist.
Oh yeah,
it was his fist gun. Oh the fuck you were in this fucking camera.
Technology strikes again.
He's just gone, oh my god, I can't answer any fucking messages and shit.
Oh fucking hell. Yeah, no, that was some proper nonsense behaviour, but I mean,
well, perverted behaviour.
Yeah, well,
which I can think is quite strange, but
it wouldn't be a school without one.
Did you have any like nonce scares?
Of the Catholic school.
It was always known, but just never talked about, like unless it was a joke. And yeah, we had this one teacher, much older than anyone else, and literally had a face like a prune.
Oh god!
Dry.
You're really slagging it.
Oh, it was lovely.
Oh,
very lovely. Very hands on.
He's called. Yeah, he'd call. I went to old boys' school. He'd always call the ex surname boy. He's like, I would be the Arnold boy.
Oh, that's very old.
You'd get summoned like that out of the classroom. Remember one time, like. He was also the rugby coach.
He's ancient! He's absolutely ancient!
He played for Hearts though, he played for Hearts Football Club. And he was,
oh, well, that was great! That was great.
Might as well be a rugby fan.
He was a much better athlete than anyone else.
He played hockey in school.
Mate, yeah, oh.
He came in one day, took us out of the lesson, and he just said, wait there, boy. I'm going to slip into something a bit more comfortable.
Doug is going to
under the size of the cross, getting a blessing from the priest in the corner.
Comes out in a sarong.
The look
of love.
No. See, that's what we had. I can't remember. You know the Scottish PE teacher? He was fucking livid all the time. And it's because he was he became second.
Miss what? Mr. The small one?
No, I was Gito, like. Scottish? No, because he, the small Irish one, he did rugby, and then the tall Scottish one, and he was pipped to the post. No, because at the Olympics, and he came second in ping pong.
He was he British?
Well, I guess he'd be considered as such, yeah.
It's just awful British person to go so far on ping pong.
Well, I think it was like the 70s.
That's bad. I
don't think ping pong was out of the Olympics at all.
Me and Duncan.
Really?
It's like the 80s.
When me and Duncan went to Amsterdam, had the most intense ping pong games. It was like a proper, but it was a really big like area, so you can reach down back. And obviously Zach was shit because he can barely hold his head up. Like Frank Steinbomb. But we were just gamming, and Gary was like, poor stand, but we were sweating.
The effort was there.
I think when I'm in more sports, the effort's there. Possibly if I'm hungover and rugby, maybe not.
It's definitely on.
It's the best thing I've heard about that trip. I've only heard all of you complain.
Well, let's talk about it.
Let's play the Zach's episode. Oh no, he's never allowed on it.
Oh mate, he's probably allowed on it. Sure, was, yeah.
Just for a 10-minute segment.
I'll say one thing. When we went to see Anne Frank's house, Duncan got very
lads.
No, Duncan got very pissed off with this because I started surveying it. It was just a natural reaction. And Tony was like, it's so sad what happened. Yeah, I went, them guts are fucked.
It wasn't the worst thing said for an hour.
Well, that was Zach mostly.
Yeah, it was
Zach
mostly.
Well, we had that on before showing his real colours to us. To my massive audience. The mic literally shook there when he was sneezing.
But I'm fucking, can't help it.
It's clipping like.
It's odd.
It's a literally to mediocre podcast.
Yeah. And dust, mate.
And dust. Mate, honestly, we need to get this floor going over. You see a black, but I'm not as bad as Shields floor with flats. You need to piss in the middle of the night, you had to get your boots on. Imagine when you wear slippers.
Well, invest in some.
Oh, invest in some. Invest.
I think I've lost everything.
Dusty feet.
Invest in some. In 20 years, these will be worth a fortune.
I've got these go-to slippers.
Slippers of the podcast king.
Nice one.
You see, if it's hit and miss, it's good because I feel like, we're going for an hour and a half and I'll bounce it down to 40 minutes.
Your bounce is down.
Oh, your bounce is down. I think we should bounce it down together like we were writing the pano.
Is that ever going to come back?
The pano, no.
The pano. Why?
Well, I fell out with Northern, didn't I?
The thing is,
I fell out with Northern.
Yeah, but you fell out with Northern and then did another pano.
This isn't the first time the pano has died either.
What needs to happen is me and Duncan need to have kids.
Yeah.
and they bring back, because that's essentially what's happened. Well, it's not like your dad was involved in Pano, but it's more of your decent Panos.
Yeah, my dad passed the torch.
You passed the torch. Yeah. But we wrote a fantastic script for Aladdin, and I would say Nick butchered it. He just used the past script. But I was just riddled with spelling errors in terms of references.
Yeah.
That's
the thing about writing is that you're not meant to write what you enjoy necessarily.
Yeah.
If we do a pano, it's a.
Well, we're going to do a live podcast, aren't we? We're going to do a live podcast set.
The guys are stripped! The guys are stripped!
You don't need pigs. We don't need pigs.
Let's call the laughing off.
Oh, that would be such a lush end. because I just think that, like, it is the definition of a pantomime, is what you guys were doing.
Oh, I thought it was quite
avant-garde.
It was honestly the shittest thing I've ever seen in my fucking life. Like, it was so
bad. This is the last one you saw as well, The Jungle Book. Did you see The Jungle Book?
Yeah.
Did you not see Cinderella?
No, Cinderella was the best.
Cinderella was good. Like, we actually, did that well.
Well, Duncan slept through because he was so hungover.
Yeah.
The whole business.
I had a proper diva moment. I just didn't do the dress for this. I just refused to do it because I was sat on a chair feeling really, really unwell. And then smashed it!
You absolutely smashed it. It was absolutely fantastic.
It was coming.
Shagger?
Their hair is ruffled.
Is, you know, while Charlotte's here, Charlotte, you can change your place because I'm going for a quick wait.
You're telling me, though, yeah. So the listeners think it's filthy.
Don't handle or do your out of ink. Rolling hole and rolling out there.
Right, we'll be driving a heavy boxing. Hey! Yeah, right, my fellow meat eater in the house. Because, obviously, there's a divide already in the house. We've been giving our own fridge.
Nice.
I made
friends with the local butcher last night, though. Gave him a bag of bones. It's called AJ.
We're making bone broths. I'm just going to drink it. I'm going to throw it in Charlotte's face if he gets a bit cheeky, you know.
Cool. Nice.
No, honestly, there's already a divide. Like, I think me and Henry, what we're going to do is start eating more meat than we already did. just out of spite. Yeah.
Nice.
And so they're having, like, I don't know, what do vegans eat? They're having, like, cold peppers. Yeah. And a gruel.
Vegans can cook peppers, you know.
Yeah. Oh, fuck off, mate. Cooking peppers? I've never heard of it.
I've heard me vegan Oliver Twist cook
them. I've never heard of it like this. Right, So me and Henry, we're just going to get mad. We're just going to do steaks, lamb. I might
bucket of blood, do a little bit of fucking homemade
pudding. I might even shoot a deer.
You should get like a lamb's head and then make stock out of the lamb's head.
Oh, there's a place, Top of Baltic, please, and they do a pig's head. And it's just comes, chop the heat off, cook the heat, comes on the plate, you can eat the heat.
It's incredible.
What?
What were you saying?
Comes.
Comes, right. It's brought to you.
Oh, it comes. Okay, I understand.
It comes. Not COM. C-O-M-E.
Right.
Not
C-U-M.
Yeah.
C-U-M.
And you're going to eat the lot. Me and Henry should do that.
Huh?
And just spite them. We're going to see
the house. Oh, they always say that a friendship's always built best on spite. So.
Me, Arian runs on competition spite. So, this poker game, honestly, I've had nicer games in a casino. Like, honestly, it was horrendous. And Charlotte was cheating for one, right? Henry, even though he's proper team loyal and like we're best friends, he fucked us, absolutely fucked us. And then Arian knocked us out.
Henry doesn't bluff. Yes. The last time we played it,
Henry doesn't bluff.
I don't bluff.
I couldn't.
And he did the most outrageous bluff in the world. It's like, forget, I'm all in on 1300, like next to the stacks next to the odds weren't against you,
I literally went, I'm all in, and he went, Cantley, and I went, 1300, it can't be that little. Honestly, it was embarrassing, like, and then I went to bed in a bit of a hoof. Me and Henry, I'm not sure if you want in on this, guys, but we're walking doing a mine on Saturday.
Call it a mine.
No, honestly, we're getting canaries. And the torches. No, Cumbria, time bottom mine, the chine actually runs through.
You get the last of the
time. The chine actually runs through the mine.
The chine and the
is
mine.
Is this recorded? I see we've picked up a little bit.
The mine on the chine.
The mine on the chine. And we might die. It's dangerous. Apparently, he's been working and just went, and there's a hole in the floor. And he doesn't know where the hole in the floor is. But if you're far doing the hole in the floor, you
keep going.
No, stop. If you walk for another half an hour, if you look up, it's the same hole. So essentially, you've just cut out a lot of the wire in the mine. So you can crack on with the mine, but try not to walk, go through the hole.
What do you expect to find in the mine?
Apparently, there's like spooky stuff and stuff.
What, like?
PPC?
The bodies of dead miners.
Well, deck and areas and shit, there's a lot of graffiti, like Thatcher's a bitch and shit, you know.
One piece of graffiti I saw coming back from London this weekend. It was just on a bridge. It just said, "No lives matter." Which was
nice.
That's
quite
that's
funny.
Yeah. Henry, are you excited for the mine?
Mate, I cannot wait for the mine.
Because the Kettheads wanted to just ask Jess's mine, and they suggested a walk. Like, and I couldn't be walk. And I'm like, well, how's that dangerous? You know what?
Where's the sense of jeopardy in this experiment?
They're reintroducing lynxes into the Scottish countryside.
Why are you on a lynxes?
It's like a
big-ish category.
Links have already been introduced to Kielder.
Kielder
is my favourite place in the world. Like I've
in the world?
Well,
in the entire world.
Well, I haven't been... maybe.
The Kleist...
Quite fun came on me there.
Well, just... come on, man.
Oh, Kielder water.
Gotta make your breakfast sometime.
I'm the face of the operation.
No.
Really?
Yeah. The face of the radio operation.
I think if Gaza sees Duncan, he's gonna be like, who's this autistic, airy, fairy, liver dreamer? Or if I just got, Yari Dola! He's gonna be like, this kid has his crack, man. Look how drunk he is. I can get in on that.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna have him on. And then he'll talk about his life.
And then we have to start the podcast.
After that?
Yeah.
But no, we'll just go up. I'll just go vote the fucking. I don't know, Michael Chopper. Have you heard Michael?
Rolls off the tongue.
Michael Chopper is brokering the New Deal. It's so weird. The new bid for Newcastle United. Michael Chopper.
Who the fuck's Michael Chopper?
He was a striker for Newcastle. He scored one goal against Sunderland, and everyone was like, "Oh, I remember, funny, great player." He scored one goal against Sunderland. That was his only goal. Literally his only Premier League goal for Newcastle, and like. If you ask people, it's like, I'm just a sort of 20.
People remember Cech Tiote, don't they?
Cech Tiote was a boss.
He's dead.
Yeah. Is that why they're crying? Ben really went for that. Oh, he's dead!
Well, I'm not yet over it.
I was at that 4-4 Arsenal game. Really? People hugging in the aisles. Honestly, strangers.
Couldn't have that now, could you?
I think there was an estranged father and son. Across the aisles. And then Cech Tiote scored that goal and
houses collide.
And then one went, Little Derek, and he went, Derek Senior, and they just started hugging, and he was saying, I'm so sorry, son. And then the whole crowd was like, oh my god, there's been a family reunited because Cech Tiote is equalising his Arsenal.
What a beautiful
goal. It was a beautiful goal.
It was a great goal.
You know what I found funny though? Match of the day, they showed the goals, didn't show Derek reuniting with his son.
Well,
you
know, it's a private moment, isn't it?
No, I think everyone tried to, you know, because, I don't know.
It's not something the cameras can
They show everyone taking
it. Yeah, just preview, you need a bit of
They show everyone taking a knee, everything. Which I'm not talking about people taking a knee, but there's only a select amount of time to show all the games. Show one knee taken, and then assume all the other clubs have done it, you know?
Yeah.
It's a match of the day politics.
It's like when there's a minute of silence, they show the whole minute. Like the highlights, 10 seconds in it. They show the whole match, don't they? It's ridiculous. The troops were really proud, weren't they? From Gary Lineker.
They took the poppies off the shirts though the other year, didn't they?
Yeah. Well, no,
it's only for
no. They've always done the Premier League. There was a big uproar in the international thing because they were talking about the FA didn't want to be politically affiliated with anything. But I personally don't think remembering the fucking fallen troops as a political affiliation. To be honest, I think it's more of a respect thing. But you know, but that might just be me. I don't wear.
Put it in the email.
That falls into political. What do you think? Do you reckon that's inherently right wing? Maybe
it's not inherently right wing, but it is definitely an affiliation.
There's an element of remembrance that, for me, focuses on like that pocket of history as opposed to actually what caused that
focuses on patriotism because of it, which is why the right wing association comes from.
Not why they died.
It's like patriotism about the empire that was lost rather than like where Britain is as a state now. It's where and what those people at the time were doing.
Patriotism has become a bit of a poisonous way to a lot of people, seen politically and everything like that. But for example, in Central Europe, they've got a very buying-wise, they've got a very patriotic buying system. You know what I mean? Like I mentioned the last part. Like sort of Tesco failed in Italy, Spain. You know they don't buy goods. If you go to Italy, there's only Fiats and Vespas and stuff, and that's the case in all of continental Europe, except for Britain, because it's so
capitalise. We just go for the cheapest thing. That's why I'm, even though we use British Farmers now, I'm against sort of Aldi and Lidl, because it is a German-owned company. And we've got so many supermarkets, but to save a tiny bit of money, people go to these. Even though they're using British Farmers, it's still going to a German-owned who's paying tax in fucking, Germany.
But that's not the fault of the consumer.
It is
the system that allows.
It is the fault of the consumer. Because
it's not really. No, it's a system
people,
that provides
really,
all
no,
the
no, people complain.
And then what's the alternative? What's the alternative between the two of them? The alternative between the two of them of buying from British farmers is that you either buy from cheap stores like Aldi that are selling foods from British consumers, or you buy the ridiculously priced meats from fucking artisanal bullshit butchers.
No, it's not
good. I mean, they're a good thing.
Even if you go to Morrison's rather than Aldi, you're still pumping money into a British. Like people have a go at capitalism loads. But what people don't realise is, as the consumer, if there's enough of you, you have the power. For example, like in the '80s, they literally stopped. Sort of super factory farmed eggs and made the majority free range. It's because a load of people stopped buying eggs, and there was a massive, like my dad was, he's not anymore, but like a vegetarian for 13 years in the 80s, and there was a massive movement even in the working class to be vegetarian because of the horrendous sort of facilities for these animals and that. And that actually changed. So it wasn't as profit-driven because the consumer says, no, we're not buying. It's a bit thing like people worried about American fucking chicken coming over here, if they had Brexit. If you refuse to buy it, it's not going to fucking come.
But it shouldn't have been an option in the first place, though, is the point.
Well, I think nobody's...
It's a free market.
That's the essence of the problem,
the free market allows shit like that to... happen.
No, but it happens everywhere else in the world, bar the EU. Every country can trade with any other country except the EU. And everyone's like, oh, we're the weird ones for leaving the system where we trade on a...
You just contributed into a system that we're a major part of to then make those sort of stakes and make those...
You're going
back in your head right there by saying that you shouldn't have a small system within a larger one by championing champagne, it's called French for champagne. But you've been championing fucking patriotism in like localization, and then you're saying that it's bad for people to buy outside. You're saying it's good to buy outside of that small market.
What I'm saying is, you can do away. If you want to go see a minute, I'm going to cry on a little bit longer with this podcast. Is that all right?
We're going to interject some politics into it.
All I'm saying is, no matter what circumstances you've got from external things, the consumer still has the power. And if you want to buy more quality foods, more ethical foods,
but the consumer doesn't have the power when the power is taken away from them by what the price of it is.
If there's enough of them,
then you've got all these people buying.
Under the circumstances of what consumers are able to afford,
it's supply and demand. So if there's enough demand for the quantity of British farmers, even though the price is originally higher, that price will drop because it'll meet supply. There's enough quantity.
But if you stagnate a person's wages enough to the point
there's a wider thing where people complain about capitalism, but really, as a consumer, you do have a massive...
I boycott things like Amazon. And I'll just refuse to buy off like online sources like that.
What if you wanted a ladder, but the next day?
I'd just wait 2 more days.
Well, you just gonna do a ladder shop?
Yeah, probably.
Name a ladder shop.
Ladders are us.
Which brings us to our next sponsor.
Thank God.
Do
you need a ladder? Do you need it today? We're open 3 till 2, only on Saturday. We've got ladders that are tall.
We've got ladders that are small. You know them telescopic ladders where they're small, but then you do them buttons and they get bigger and bigger and bigger. Well, we haven't got them in. I'm sorry. Well, you might have to go on Amazon. But we've got normal wooden ladders. Yeah, Terry. Terry. Have we got them metal ladders in yet?
We've got a few of them.
We've only got a few of them, so hurry up.
And we're coming up to the home stretch. The home stretch.
Home
stretch. Is that your new line of pegging toys?
Right into the home stretch.
Amazing. Well, there's a sponsor in that.
Home stretch.
Thank you.